joined by James Gilroy, Transport Planning Officer. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm fine, Alice. Good to talk to you today.
Good. No, you too. And, I mean, we're here to talk about something very exciting that happens in Yorkshire, the Tour de Yorkshire, and it's creeping up on us. It's literally next month now, which is super exciting, like I said. So just to start off with, do you want to give me a brief overview for people that may not be as aware as some of the Tour de Yorkshire?
So the Tour de Yorkshire is a four-day cycling race. Takes place in across Yorkshire on the May Day Bank Holiday weekend. This year it starts on Thursday the 3rd of May and runs through till Sunday the 6th of May. It comprises a four-day race for the men, and there's a two-day race that's on the Thursday the 3rd and Friday the 4th of May for the women. It's one of the most popular cycling races on the international calendar now in terms of the crowd sizes. It compares, you know, very favourably with races across the continent, across the globe, and you know, it's becoming a firm fixture on the international cycling calendar. And it really does show off the communities and the countryside, and what a fantastic county North Yorkshire and the region of Yorkshire as a whole is to the wider world.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, like you said, it is being talked about more and more, which is just great for North Yorkshire and obviously the wider other areas of Yorkshire, really, isn't it?
Certainly is. I mean, the TV coverage goes to, I think it's in excess of 170 countries across the globe. There'll be live TV coverage of all the racing, women's and men's racing, on ITV4. So that's, you know, it's a real chance for us to show off our fantastic region to the wider world.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, the routes this year, it's very exciting for us here at Stray because it actually covers quite a bit of our patch. So we've got a lot of the Craven District and Harrogate as well. So do you want to just tell me a bit about that?
Certainly. Stage two and the second stage of the women's race on the Friday, that starts in Barnsley and finishes on top of the Cow and Calf Climb in Ilkley, which is the first summit finish that the Tour de Yorkshire's ever had. So that takes in, you know, it comes into the Harrogate area just at Harewood Bridge and then goes through the village of Wheaton and then back onto the A658 and then down into Poole, through Otley and then along the north side of the River Wharf in towards Ilkley before that steep climb up the Cow and Calf. And then on Saturday, the race is still in North Yorkshire, but that's from Richmond to Scarborough. And then the final stage, which I think they've termed the Yorkshire Terrier, given its difficulty, it's a real tough stage for the professional cyclists. And that starts in Halifax in the Peace Hall and then finishes in Leeds City Centre. But it takes in, as you mentioned, large parts of Craven and Harrogate. So it comes into Craven through Sutton and Craven and through Skipton Town Centre. And then we go through MC for the first time, over MC, over the first climb, the Côte de Bard and Moor. And then we drop down through Burnsall, where we visited last year, and then heads up Wharfdale. There's a sprint point in Kilnsea. And then they get to Kettlewell, and then they embark on the very steep climb of Park Rash, which is sure to be one of the highlights of the race weekend. And then the drop down into Coverdale, and then return to our area after visiting Middleham and East Witton, back into the Stray FM area at Massham. Through Massham, which you know, it's a popular location for the Tour de France and the Tour de Yorkshire last year, so we're expecting big crowds there. Through Massham, through the villages of Grulthorpe and Kirby Malzard for the first time. And then we drop down to Pateley Bridge, where we've been for the past, it's hosted the past two Tour de Yorkshire events. And then we climb up Greenhow Hill for the second time in the Tour's history, top of Greenhow Hill. And then we head down to Blubberhouses, and then the race heads over down into Otley, a few more climbs in and around Otley, Otley Chevin, and then heading over through the north end of Leeds into Leeds City Centre for hopefully a spectacular finish, where whoever wins that is certainly going to deserve it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just incredible. It covers so much of Yorkshire, like we were saying earlier. Obviously, it's going to affect traffic. You know, that's understandable. There's going to be road closures and various parking restrictions in place. What do you know so far?
Certainly, well, the bulk of the race route is covered by rolling road closures, which typically last for around about an hour, so approximately half an hour or so before the race arrives, and around about 15-20 minutes or so after the race. So that's the level of disruption for the majority of the route. In certain locations, We have to close the routes for close the roads for slightly longer. That's predominantly down to public safety.
Yeah.
We want to make sure people who come to watch the race can watch it safely. The riders are safe. Residents and landowners are safe as well. So what we're doing in Capital Well, certainly from on the Park Rush climb, is we'll be closing the actual Park Rush climb from its junction in Kettlewell over to Carlton and Coverdale from around about 10:30 in the morning of the on the Sunday. There'll be residents access for impacted properties, which we've already contacted, and they'll have residents permits in place to allow them access up until around about 2:00 before. So it's about an hour or so before the race actually comes through, so that'll hopefully keep residents' disruption to a minimum. As I mentioned, that's purely for spectator and rider safety. We want to make sure everybody has a safe and enjoyable experience. And then once the race returns through, it's all rolling road closures until we get to Greenhow Hill, which we'll have a slightly longer closure again on Greenhow. That closure's from 8:00 in the morning until 5:00 in the afternoon. Now that does sound a long time, however. We do have the Tour de Yorkshire Sportive, the Maserati Tour Ride Yorkshire, taking place on the morning of the final stage, and that takes in Greenhow Hill. And we want to make sure that the riders who are riding up Greenhow Hill, both amateur cyclists and professionals alike, can do that in full safety. Yeah. So that's why there's a longer closure in place there.
Yeah.
There will obviously be full sign diversion routes in place to make sure people can get around. And, we are trying to keep disruption to an absolute minimum. And we will be reopening roads as soon as safely possible after the event.
Yeah, perfect. And like you said, safety is priority. And there's multiple safe methods that have been put in place, isn't there?
Certainly. I mean, we work very closely with Welcome to Yorkshire and ASO, who are the race organisers, to make sure that the event is as safe as possible and that we keep disruption to the normal travelling public to an absolute minimum. I mean, we don't want to be closing roads for any longer than we actually have to, so we'll be monitoring the road network obviously over the race weekend and monitoring traffic flows. We'll have staff out and about on the ground feeding back into our control room to make sure that we're making the right decisions there and keeping the disruption to an absolute minimum.
Yeah, and I mean, have you got any key messages to people that are wanting to spectate, to people that not necessarily are wanting to watch but are sort of trying to get in and around? Have you got any sort of key messages to give to them?
Certainly. I mean, the main thing is really just to check out the information that we've got available on our website. That's it, www.northyorks.gov.uk/tour. And we've got a range of information there in terms of road closures, where to watch, tips for spectators, tips for residents, etc. So that'll be the first point of call. But in general, the message, if you're travelling around, is just, check the information out, allow additional time for your journey, be prepared. There will be some delays. We are putting a lot of advance warning signage out over the next couple of weeks, letting people know what time the road closures will be in place for the race, whether that be a rolling closure or a longer closure. So people should be aware of what's happening. Very much, we want as many people to come and watch the race as possible. Certainly, what makes the Tour de Yorkshire so special is the size of the crowds, the way the communities get involved, the village decorations, the town decorations, all that kind of thing, really adds to the event and certainly, makes the race so special. So message to spectators is, yes, come out and watch. We want you there to make the event.
Yeah, perfect. And is there anything, any update on public transport yet?
Certainly, we're working closely with the bus companies at the moment and we're just finalising what services are going to be impacted by the road closures, and they'll have information available on their websites and we'll be certainly putting links and information on our own on the County Council website at northyorks.gov.uk/tour about public transport disruption and impact on services. In the main, we're hoping to keep, I think the public transport operators are hoping to keep as normal a service as possible, but clearly there will be some services that are going to be impacted by rolling road closures, particularly on the Friday where we've got the women's race coming through, and then later on in the afternoon the men's race coming through. So there'll be two closures on the A61 and A658, which may impact some of the services between Harrogate and Bradford and Harrogate and Leeds. So that's just something for the travelling public to be aware of.
Yeah, people just need to obviously plan ahead.
Plan ahead is the key message to get out there, really. Look at the information we've got available and plan your journey and allow additional time for your journey.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone wants any more information about the Tour de Yorkshire, what do they need to do to find out more?
Check out the webpage of the County Council, as I mentioned previously, northyorks.gov.uk/tour, and also check out thetouryorkshire.com. There's a range of spectator information, information about the race, travel information will be available there. And then over the race weekend, we'll be live tweeting information regarding road closures, road reopenings, any incidents, any travel information on the North Yorks CC Twitter feed. And hopefully colleagues at Stray FM will be retweeting a lot of those messages out to get out to your listeners, and that's, you know, really a really good useful way of getting information out to the travelling public on the day.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a busy weekend.
It certainly is.
I'd just like to say thank you so much, James, for chatting to me today. It's been great to obviously find out more.
Thank you. Hope you all managed to get out and watch the cyclists do their thing.
I'm sure we all will, hopefully.